Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, back here on OMF for the big fella over here, Christian Fourier. Gave an opinion the other day, and for some reason, because he once played for the New England Patriots years ago when he had leather helmets, people took it seriously and thought it was like fact, and then it spread like weeds, and everybody is talking about it throughout the entire globe. Australia
picked it up. The entire globe.
Hey, that is true.
International.
Fox News had it on the other night. ESPN Get Up had it this morning. Jeff Darlington from ESPN was part of that show. He joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good. Thanks. How's it going?
Good, Jeff. Good, we think. So you heard all Christian's point the other day, and it sounds to me like you're hearing something a little bit different.
It's funny because I think we're actually in the same sort of camp in terms of a lot of people, I think, are anticipating that Tom just comes back, right? Like, I don't think people are maybe taking it as seriously as it probably should be taken. Mm-hmm. I think both of us recognize that there's a pretty good probability that he does leave.
Right.
I just don't necessarily, I think my only take on it was the back end of it when it was essentially that the Patriots are ready to let him walk. I think that there will be a little bit more of a courtship than that. I think that they will at least try to make this work.
Well, no, is that a feeling, an understanding,
no,
or is that a report? Because I feel like every insider needs to actually use, I'm hearing, it's my understanding.
Right. Yeah. Same, right, Christian? Same thing.
Like, the feeling is what?
Yeah. When he said, I think, I was like, well, does he think it or is it a report? I agree completely with that sentiment. And yes, I am hearing that the Patriots are willing to at least put a good foot forward to make Tom believe that he is wanted.
So you're not hearing the same thing as Christian, because Christian's got him 99.6%.
Well, first of all, I'm not hearing anything. Right. I'm not hearing a damn word.
So the question is, Jeff, what you're saying is like, okay, because we believe the same thing. However, we know how it works here in New England. Does Bill want him back? Sure, at his price. So, okay, does his price already offend Tom Brady? So is it already like an understanding of, man, I'd bring you back, but it's only going to be for $12, $13 million, Tom. You're never going to take that, so I'm not going to insult you.
They haven't gotten there at that point, and that's probably where the rub is between the two of us, is that we don't know what the offer will be and whether it's so insulting that it's not even really an offer, right?
Yeah.
Like, how one side interprets the potential offer and how the other side does are two very different things, no question.
Well, people are hearing different stuff, and they're hearing it out of different camps, but the one thing we don't know, Jeff, what does Belichick think? Does he think it's time to cut bait right now and move on? It's a possibility that he thinks that, and maybe he does what Lou does, just said, that he offers them such a low number that it's so embarrassing he has to leave. But until anybody figures out what Belichick wants, where are we with the story?
Waiting. I think that we are waiting for the next 4 weeks, 35 days at this point to unfold.
And that's
the thing about this story, is that it's two phases. It's two chapters. It's before March 16th or March 18th, more likely, and after March 18th. And before March 18th is all about the Patriots and Tom and whether this thing is going to continue.
You know, you said you believe that Tom Brady is looking for a creative license from his next team. Now, is that do you know that just to be true, or are you reporting that?
Anything I'm saying, I know to be true. I know that Tom,
but basically, so you know to be true from whom? Like, so because my thing is, feel like everyone's being used. Everyone's being used. There's a lot of news, and there's a lot of leverage that is trying to be that people are and teams are trying to create. And not just the Patriots. Dallas is doing it. Everybody's doing it right now. All the news and information that is coming out. I'm just curious, you know, how well do you trust the people who are telling you stuff, and do you ever question their agenda?
Yeah, I have a pretty good reputation in this industry for my accuracy.
No, I'm not saying that. I think this is a special circumstance based on the hysteria that revolves around
it,
Brady.
It is no story changes in terms of the way that I've bet it out. I mean, I'm pretty responsible when it comes to information that I disseminate.
So who told you that information?
Would you prefer me to just say sources?
No, but Jeff, you got to understand, like, I also think, you know, Ian Rappaport, I believe, you know, I mean, he's pretty credible too. But when I hear that the Patriots are willing to spend $30 million plus for Tom Brady, like, I sort of look at that and say, I don't believe him. I think that's false information. What's that?
And I don't speak for Ian Rappaport, nor do I know
I'm not saying that. It's just that it gets hard to sort of sit here and say, well, I mean, you have very credible reporters, people like yourself, like others. And it just feels like it's so opposite direction that you said, okay, somebody is not getting the right info, right?
I mean, I don't know what am I reporting at this point that you're questioning.
Oh no, not you. I'm trying to get you to pick on your partners here.
No,
your peers.
Your peers.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I'll say this: times like this can be very frustrating from the standpoint that there are a lot. I mean, for instance, the Greenwich thing. When the Greenwich thing came out, Tom Brady bought it wasn't true, and I didn't really say anything that it wasn't true, even though I knew it, because it's not something. I mean, I don't want to just do that every single time. But
hold on, Jeff. Like, just here's the thing, and I hear you. You have other peers who are saying that there is a house, and they say, "Oh, I know it to be true."
Who?
So,
Mike Giardi.
Who?
Mike Giardi, NFL Network.
Well, I don't.
Greg Hill.
Mike Giardi. All I know is that he did not buy a house in Greenwich. I know that to be true.
Okay, there a house in Greenwich, Connecticut?
Yes, there are homes in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Let's do this, Jeff, because I want to stick to your reporting, because you're right.
Yeah.
Tagging you with other people is not really fair. But you talked about you believe Tom Brady is looking for creative license from his next team. I think that, may have written this in the past, that he was looking for a little bit more control of what was going on here. And who knows, maybe the relationship with him and Josh McDaniels wasn't as tight as people thought it was because Josh was trying to do some other things. What's to say that he's going to get that, and how can he be assured that he's going to get that? I think the Chargers will give him whatever he wants because they need marketing right now. They need to sell, you know, personal seat licenses and tickets. But is a football operation of one of these teams going to hand over creative license? Picking personnel, deciding how we're going to run everything?
I think collaboration is probably a better term than creative license. I think that what he would like to find is a head coach who is willing to collaborate, whether that is in terms of his input on the game plan or his input on the players that he's throwing passes to. I don't think he's trying to be the general manager of whatever team he walks into, or the head coach. I think at this point he just recognizes that he has a lot of knowledge to impart on a potential organization. And if he can find a place that cherishes that, that covets that, I know that would be something that he would look at and probably appreciate.
Jeff, do you think that Brady will have a deal done with the Patriots before March 18th?
Yeah, I would say if it's going to work out with the Patriots, it would have to be before March 18th.
And if it's after, he's gone?
Well, yeah. I mean, just based on the contract alone, I don't know how they could feasibly work through the $13.5 million cap hit.
See, I agree, and I'm just trying to figure out people's, you know, the report, like Robert Kraft, hey, go out and check out free agency. And I don't know if they're talking about that tampering weekend. Like, hey, have your agent call to see what the market is, or they really physically mean on the 18th, because once the 18th, like, I don't know how he tests the market and said, this is what teams are willing to give me, but, oh, by the way, you have to give me 13.5 less.
I got to think that there's a way. I mean, look, it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, we can tap dance around this, and I'm not saying he, I'm not accusing him of tampering, but like, it feels like at some point he'll have enough of a sense of what's out there. But to your point, I don't know how, I just, the timing is so tough with this, especially given the, that March 16th to March 18th sort of window for this to work like that. I mean, I really do think that if they're going to make this work, it has to be before March 18th. I can't see, also, I can't see Belichick, and this is, by the way, me completely speculating, I can't see Belichick really, like, letting Tom go do that and not, like, taking advantage of the first few days of free agency in his own accord.
Bingo.
So, I just think, I think it's got to get done, and really, what's, at this point, if those two guys can't get in the room and figure it out, what are we really talking about?
So,
anyway?
So
it's
Jeff,
time to move on.
Who do you think, because in the end, free agency, as far as when you sign an individual player, there's a lot of posturing, and it's almost like one big, you know, game of chicken. All right, eventually somebody's got to flinch. You know, based on how Brady has responded and agreed to deals in the past, and how the Patriots have kind of worked deals, and if somebody has to compromise, right? If you were
right.
to say who would flinch first, who would you say that would be? Would it be the Patriots or would it be Brady?
So, I don't know what the answer is there. I think the concessions probably need to be made on both sides, right?
Well, it's going
to
be painful for either one, but somebody has to show that they're willing to,
yes.
I guess, lay down their sword and just really make it work, right?
Don't both guys have to do that at some point?
Yeah, but I feel like Brady does that all the time, and the Patriots haven't.
Yeah.
So that to me is, does Brady have the ability, does he have, I guess, the courage, and I'll call it that, to sit there and say, you know what, I don't trust you this time, I'm not giving you what you want, it's me time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. I think that he is more willing now than ever. He's very serious about this. Like, he's very serious about entering free agency. So if the Patriots aren't willing to do that, this is the one time in his career where absolutely he's going to say, I think it's just time for us to move on.
See, I think that's the second question. The first question was, what is Belichick? Does he want him? Let's say Belichick wants him. I just don't see Belichick wanting him for big money here, Jeff. He's got an entire roster to build. He also has to look at, you know, it's a risk. Brady might be done this year, might be done next year. And Bill wants to hang around for 5 or 6 years. He wants to build another championship team. So I think it has to be Brady who flinches or it's done.
I'm not as convinced that money will be as important as we're all making it seem to be. I think it's symbolic of the respect, and I think this last contract negotiation sort of went sour in that regard. It wasn't the dissension that occurred in this last contract negotiation that ended up in just this 1 year deal ultimately was, it wasn't like they were that far off in the money that Brady wanted and he got. It was more just the way it all went down.
If it's not about money, then why isn't this thing over?
Well, if it's about personnel, how does Tom trust them before the 18th?
Right. Can't.
Right. It's all of it.
Yeah.
It's all of it.
Yeah.
To be honest. And that's the thing. I think, like, they've got to just, they, if they can't get in a room and be on the same page and at least be like, hey, we should be doing this together, then it doesn't feel like it's going to continue.
Yeah, I don't know. This is my opinion, by the way. This is my 100% opinion. Based on how they work and what they've done in the past, I think they really have kind of figured this out beforehand. Like, Brady, when you're a free agent, you don't sit there and, you know, make life-changing, moves, you know, after the season. You make it well in advance because you have an agent. He knows how they work. You've done multiple deals with them. You know what they're going to say already before you even get to that point. And then you start making adjustments. Like, look at Philip Rivers. He knew he was done in L.A. He went out and moved to Florida to be a goober.
The conversations I was having, though, during this, at the end of the season, the people around Tom were very convinced that he was being very compartmentalized with it. And, I mean, we can believe that or not. I totally understand why people would roll their eyes at that. But I was pretty convinced that he was truly not looking forward before the season's end. Now, has he figured it out since then? That's something in between his own ears that I certainly don't know at this point.
All right, Jeff, good news. We have 33 more days of this crap.
I want you to be careful. You know you are playing the Game of Thrones right now. So be careful. who you take advice or information from, it may or may not be used against you at a later point. So make sure you create a disclaimer like I have.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us.
We appreciate it. Jeff Darlington, ESPN, right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.